来昆台之音服务员一聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好，今天是2020年7月22日星期三，我们再次荣幸地邀请到了 Radha Charan Prabhu 为我们继续讲解永恒的 Chaitanya 经 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Hare Krishna
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 22 The Process of Devotional Service
今天我们继续来阅读永恒的《Chaitanya 经》Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第22章奉爱服务的程序
So we continue from the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Sri Sanatana Goswami
我们继续来讲解 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对 Sanatana Goswami 的教导
And last week we began a very interesting discussion
上周我们开始了一个非常有意思的讨论
And I think it's very important to understand how to see the words that are offered in the scriptures.
那我们怎么来看待经典当中的一些语言呢？我想这一点是非常的重要的。
Because the revealed scriptures only have one purpose.
因为启示经典只抱着一个目标。
And that is to remove ignorance from the heart.
就是驱除我们内心中的愚昧。
And once the ignorance is removed from the heart, which includes the doubts,
那当我们心中的这种愚昧被驱散之后，当然这个愚昧当中也包含着疑惑。
Then the very same scripture become a object of relish. We begin to really appreciate and really taste.
那同样的这部经典呢这个时候呢就开始在我们的眼中就是懂得去欣赏去感恩的了我们在读的过程当中就能够更加的甘之如饴
So we mentioned many times in the Chaitanya Charitamrita there are pastimes
我们很多次都跟大家提过在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 当中有很多的逍遥时光
Some of those pastimes are very sweet
有很多逍遥时光是非常的甜蜜的
Some of those pastimes are very heavy with meaning
有的一些逍遥时光当中呢就蕴含着深意
Some of those pastimes we just cannot comprehend
有一些逍遥时光完全超过了我们的理解
And then there are different teachings
当然这里面还有很多的教导
Some of those teachings are very basic
有些教导呢是非常的基础
So somehow or other we can get our head around it
所以呢我们不管怎么样呢还是能够有所理解的
Because those teachings normally they are found within a pastime
因为这些教导呢基本上它都穿插在一些逍遥时光里面所以说呢我们还是能够理解的
And then there are teachings that leave us a little bit up in the air in terms of trying to understand what they mean
那有一些这个教导呢就有点让人这个比较的费解了就好像被悬在这个半空中一样充满着悬念不知道它的含义究竟是什么
Because when the acharyas and here especially I mean when we talk about acharyas Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is an acharya he's teaching us
那当我们说到了 acharya 的时候呢我们就知道就是这个作者 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 他本身就是一位 acharya 他就是一位这个先师那么他呢通过这个教导他就是通过这个经典在给予我们教导
when Lord Nityananda is speaking he is teaching us
那么当主尼迦那达开口的时候，他也是在给予我们教导。
When Advaita Charya is speaking, he is teaching us.
那 Advaita Charya 也一样，他一开口就是给我们教导。
Or Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakur 也是。
Or Sri Ramananda Roy.
或者是 Sri Ramananda Roy.
They are all teachers.
他们都是导师。
But some of those teachings we can really identify with.
那有一些教导呢，我们是可以认同，也就是说是可以理解的。
But it is not the purpose of the Chaitanya Charitamrita to stay on the level of teachings that we can identify with. Teachings will go much, much higher.
但是呢 ，Chaitanya Charitamrita 中的这个教导呢，不能总是只是停留在我们能够认同和理解的这个范围里面。它的这个教导一定是要更加的这个高深。
So therefore, last week I told all of you to be very careful and very attentive.
所以呢，上周呢，我就是提醒大家一定要仔细认真的。聆听要非常的专注。
That the reading and the studying of the Chaitanya Charitamrita is actually meant for those who have actually realized the content of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
其实呢 ，Chaitanya Charitamrita 当中的这些内容，本来是为那些已经对圣典薄伽瓦坛的这种内容和要旨已经了然于胸、已经理解的人所准备的。
And yet we have.Free access to it.
但是呢，它却向我们自由的敞开了，每个人都可以去阅读。
But we should understand that in this wonderful epic of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, there will be some instructions that we are too neophyte to grasp.
但是我们也要理解一点，就是在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这些史诗般的逍遥时光里面，一定会有一些教导。对于我们这些非常初习的人而言，是不太容易理解的。
In other so-called spiritual teachings from other so-called masters,
那么有就是从那些其他的所谓的这些灵性大师的这个教导里面呢
，they will give some teachings that take you to a certain level.Of realization.
那他们的这些教导呢，可以帮助他的这些听众们能够达到一定程度的理解和觉悟。
Like there was a very famous spiritual master back in the 70s who came to America.
就比如说呢，在这个七十年代的时候呢，有这么一位灵性大师，他到了这个美国。
And he was very popular. He attracted so many young Westerners.
他当时呢，他是吸引了很多的年轻的西方人，所以是非常受欢迎的。
He was the founder of what is known as transcendental meditation.
那么他就是建立了这样的一个派系，叫做超然冥想。超然冥想宗这是他的始创的。
So he was teaching a specific type of yoga and meditation.
所以他呢也是教大家某一种这个瑜伽的修持方式，冥想方式。
And one time, one of his students asked him a question.
有一次呢，他的一个学生问了他一个问题。
And he said, "Master, I would like to know."How do we get to know the absolute truth?
那他就问的这个问题就是大师，我们怎么样才能够对绝对真理有所了解呢？
And this master replied very interestingly.
那非常有意思的是这个大师的回答。
Oh, if you want to know about the absolute truth, that is not my department.
那他说呢，如果说你想要了解绝对真理是什么的话。那么可能这个不是我的这个部门，可以告诉你的。
He said you have to go to Bhaktivedanta Swami.
他说你要去找 Bhaktivedanta Swami.
He teaches about the absolute truth.
他教导的是绝对真理。
So Srila Prabhupada was respected all over the world as someone who was holding the highest.Knowledge.
所以呢，释迦帕帕呢，在全世界都得到了这个公认，得到了大家的一种敬重，人们都尊他为了解了这个真理的人。
As Srila Prabhupada sometime mentioned that There are so many different versions of the Bhagavad Gita, but now we have the Bhagavad Gita as it is, and look how many people come to Krishna
consciousness.
So not only the words of Krishna has to be presented accurately,
所以不仅是 Krishna 的这些言语应当是非常精准的得到表达，
but they have to be presented by someone who is empowered and someone who is in a disciplined succession.
而且去呈现 Krishna 的这些语言的人呢，也应当是在一个使徒传系里面的，而且是得到了 Krishna 的能量的赋予的。
And Prabhupada oftentimes was very proud to present his disciples who were in the lowest material situation, and he managed to raise them to the highest platform.
那虽然是须拉帕帕的很多的追随者，这些门徒其实是来自于非常低下的一些物质的境况的，但是须拉帕帕每每却非常自豪地去介绍他们，去呈现他们，他可以把他们从这种物质的泥沼里面解救出来，帮助他们达到一个灵性的高度。
So the reason why I'm saying this is because there are certain things that we get to read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita which are the words of Lord Chaitanya that should not shock us and should notconfuse us.
我想说的就是说，想提醒大家，就是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面我们会读到，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的一些话。那我觉得这些话呢，不应当让我们感到震惊，也不应当让我们感到困惑。
Last week I gave the example of Chota Haridas.
那上一周呢，我就是举了一个 Chota Haridas， 就是
Chota Haridas was a young sannyasi.
那这个小 Haridas 呢，他是
Chota Haridas.
Yes, but translated into Chinese as small, little.
So Lord Chaitanya, Chota Haridas went to just. He was asked, "Can you please go to Shikimahiti and bring me some rice so I can cook lunch for Lord Chaitanya?"
实际上当时呢，这个 Chota Haridas 呢，他是就是受到了一个派遣，让他到那个Shikimahiti 那个那里去要一些米，然后拿这些米来做饭，就是让他去取一些米的。
It's like if I ask you, can you go to that shop and buy me a newspaper?
这就好像是我让你到一个商店里面去买一份报纸。
But in that shop, they also sell alcohol and tobacco.
但是呢，那个商店里面，它同时还卖一些，就是烟呐，还有酒什么的。
And then your guru sees you and says, "Oh, you go to the liquor shop now."
然后你的 guru 呢，就看到你去了那个就是商店了，就是说呢，你去到这个卖酒的。
So Chota Haridas was only doing a favor to go and get some rice, and yet Lord Chaitanya asked, "Where did you get the rice from?"
那这个 Chota Haridas 呢，他其实上就是被叫去，去弄一些米来的。那么这个，但是呢，这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就开始质问他说，你这些米是从打哪儿来的？
And when he found out that Chota Haridas went to get the rice in the house of a Mataji, not just like a beautiful young woman, she was an elderly lady.
那么就是，给这个 Chota Haridas 这个米的呢，她是一个 Mataji， 不是一个非常年轻貌美的一个姑娘，还是一个比较年长的一个妇女了。
So there's no harm.
所以看上去是没什么问题的。
Lord Chaitanya says, "Leave now."
但是呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，却让他现在就离开。
I never want to see you again.
他说呢，我再也不想见你了。
And the devotees pleaded with Lord Chaitanya, "Please, there's nothing wrong." And Lord Chaitanya said, "You speak one more word, and I leave Jagannath Puri, you'll never see me again.
然后呢，奉献者就向 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 求情，希望他能够把 Chota Haridas 给留下来。但是呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就义正辞严，他说，如果你们再说一句的话，我就回到 Jagannath Puri 之后，我就再不来了。
And the devotees were bewildered.
然后呢，奉献者们呢都感到非常的吃惊。
Why be so extreme?
为什么会这样呢？
Why not be merciful?
为什么你要那么极端呢？为什么你不能这个仁慈宽容一点呢？
And many devotees don't understand this pastime.
然后就这一段逍遥时光，很多人都没有办法理解。
But the point is that Lord Chaitanya understood that he himself is a public figure. He is a sannyasi.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他心里非常的清楚，他是一个公众人物，他是一位。在这个公众的场合当中，他是一位 sannyasi， 一位托钵僧。
And sannyasis are under the spotlight all the time. People know everything they do and everything they say.
那就是这个一个 sannyasi， 一个托钵僧呢，他是一个公众人物，就好像是在一个聚光灯下面，他的所作所为，他的一言一行都是暴露在公众面前的，没有任何的秘密。
Why did Lord Chaitanya refuse again and again to see the king？
那为什么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 当初他会一而再再而三的去拒绝去见那位国王呢？
Because he said people will talk, you know, people they love to gossip. Whether it's true or not, people love to talk.
那就是不管是真真假假，人们的习惯就是喜欢闲言碎语，喜欢去这个八卦。
Yes. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya wanted to set the standard.Not just for the time, but for the future.
所以 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他就是想确立这样的一个标准，而且这个行为标准不仅仅是适合于当时的那个年代的，也是为了后世的人。
So similarly, in his teaching to Sanatana Goswami, he is no longer addressing someone who is on a neophyte platform. He is addressing someone who has renounced the world.
那么就是说呢，我们要知道，当齐檀尼马哈帕布对萨南坦格苏阿米来这个教导的时候，在他面对的并不是一个非常出席的一个奉献者，他面对的是一个灵性境界非常高的，而且已经是一个气绝的一个奉献者。
And for those who had renounced the world, Lord Chaitanya expected the highest standard.
那对于那些弃绝者而言 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他要求的是一种最高的标准。
And therefore, we have to understand that in the scriptures, especially in Vaishnava scriptures, we will have the full spectrum of the teachings for the neophyte, the teachings for those who are more advanced, and the teachings for those who are very advanced.
所以说呢，在这个我们 Vaishnava 的这些经典书籍里面，我们会看到包罗万象的一些教导，从这个最初级的这个奉献者，一直到更加精进一些的，到非常精进的这个奉献者的，就是所有的这些教导，针对这些不同的人的这个教导呢，都已经囊括其中了。
The same is in the Bhagavad Gita.
同样的，在《博迦梵歌》也是一样。
We have very basic teachings. You are not the body.
在《博迦梵歌》里面呢，有最基础的教导，比如说你不是这个躯体。
That's in chapter 2.
这个是在第二章里面。
In chapter 12, Krishna gives us many options how we can engage in devotional service.
然后在这个第十二章当中呢，就是奉爱服务的那一章里面呢，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢给了很多很多的选择。
And in chapter
就是你可以用任何一种方式都可以为 Krishna 做奉献服务的。
And in chapter 18, Krishna says,Give everything up and surrender unto me only.
但是到了第十八章的时候呢 ，Krishna 又说呢，要放弃一切，只是皈依于我。
Now, Prabhupada often made the comparison between Krishna and Lord Chaitanya.
那Srila Prabhupada经常把就是 Krishna 和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 做一个对比。
He says Krishna asked for full surrender.
他说呢 ，Krishna 要求的是一种百分之一百的皈依。
No full surrender, no mercy.
如果不是全然的皈依的话，就没有仁慈。
But Lord Chaitanya is Mahavadanyaya, is the most magnanimous.
但是呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 却是 Mahavadanyaya, 就是呢他就是说种完全的一种仁慈 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是最仁慈的。
That's why we are attracted to Krishna consciousness, because Lord Chaitanya freely gives love for Krishna.
这就是说呢就是说 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他是自由的不加任何分别的就是去派发这种爱的仁慈
That no one has ever given before.
而这是就是没有人在这之前给予过的。
And therefore, when we enter the process of Krishna consciousness, we have to understand that we know what the goal is, but the key is how we're going to get there.
所以呢，就是当我们进入了 Krishna 知觉之后呢，我们就要明白一个道理。我们知道这个目标是什么，目标在哪里？但是现在的关键就是说，我们怎么样才能够达到这个目标
？The goal is Krishna prema.
这个目标呢，就是 Krishna prema.
Just like when we recite the 10 offenses every morning.
就好像我们每天早上在这个背诵。冒犯圣明十戒的时候
anyone who claims to be a Vaishnava must guard against the 10 offenses in order to quickly achieve the desired goal, which is Krishna prema.
就是每一个称为 Vaishnava 的奉献者都应当小心防范这些戒条，尽快取得所欲的成果，对 Krishna 的爱 ，Krishna prema.
So, Lord Chaitanya, when he has been emphasizing the absolute necessity of always associating with devotees.
所以呢，当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在一再的强调和奉献者联谊的重要性的时候
，Obviously, to emphasize associating with devotees naturally also means not to associate with non-devotees.
那就是当他在强调和奉献者的联谊的重要的性的时候，很显然，相反的就是说，不要劝诫我们不要跟非奉献者联谊。
So, we went through those verses last week. I want to read them again.
上周呢，我们已经读到了这些诗节了。那我今天呢，想再重复一下。
Asat sangatyag e Vaishnava chal sri sangi eka ashadu Krishna bhakta ar. For a Vaishnava, the standard behavior is to avoid the association of ordinary people not interested in Krishna bhakti. Such common people are, first, those who are too materially attached, especially to women. And second, people who are not at all devotees of Lord Krishna, Vaishnavas should avoid the company of these two kind of people.
就是说呢，对一位 Vaishnava 而言，其标准的标准便是要避免和那些对 Krishna Bhakti 没有丝毫兴趣的普通人联谊。这样的普通人，其一就是那些过度的。就是拥有过度的物质依附的人，尤其是对于女色过于依附的人。其二就是那些完全不是主 Krishna 的奉献者的人。Vaishnava 应当避免和这两种人交往。
So here Lord Chaitanya says, a Vaishnava achar. Achar means the behavior of a Vaishnava.
在这里呢，就是说到了一个词 ，a Vaishnava achara， 这是 achara 的意思，就是行为。所以 Vaishnava achara 的意思就是 Vaishnava 的行为。
Like achara, you have acharya。
比如说这个 achara 呢，就延伸出来就是 acharya。
Or brahmachari or brahmacharini。
或者是我们知道的真守身的这个字，就是 brahmacharini。还有女真守身嘛，就是 brahmachari， 一个是 brahmachari 是男真守身 ，brahmacharini 是女真守身。
So it means by behavior, by example。
那这个意思就是通过自己的行为，或者说是以身作则。
So he says the behavior of a Vaishnava。
所以呢，在这里就特意提到的是一位 Vaishnava 的行为。
One time, a devotee told Srila Prabhupada。
有一次有一个奉献者和 Srila Prabhupada 说呢
He said, Srila Prabhupada, I really wish I was a Vaishnava.
但是我真希望我是一位 Vaishnava。
And Srila Prabhupada says, "Oh, me too."
啊，爸爸他说我也是，我也希望我是一个 Vaishnava。
I'm still trying to be a Vaishnava.
我现在还在努力的想成为一个 Vaishnava 奉献者。
And Prabhupada opened his eyes very wide. He says, "Vaishnava is something very great."
啊，那Srila Prabhupada这个时候就睁大了眼睛，他说呢，这个 Vaishnava 一个奉献者是非常的了不起的。
So Vaishnava is someone who is 100% purely dedicated to Krishna.
所以呢，一个名副其实的 Vaishnava 这样的一位奉献者呢，就是100%的奉献于 Krishna 的人。
But we also call devotees every devotee who practice devotional service. We all call them Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis.
啊，但是呢，只要是对那些在做一些奉献服务的人呢，我们都称他们是 Vaishnava 或者是 Vaishnavi。
Even Lord Chaitanya said, anyone who chants Hare Krishna should be considered a Vaishnava.
就算是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也说过这样的话，任何一个人只要他去唱诵 Hare Krishna 就可以被认为是 Vaishnava 奉献。
But then Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur also said,What kind of a Vaishnava are you?
但是呢 ，Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur 他也问过这样的一个问题：你算是什么样的 Vaishnava 呢
？Because wearing tilak, wearing neck beads, wearing a Brahman thread, wearing a bead bag, does that make one a Vaishnava?
那一个人额头上涂着 tilak， 脖子上戴着tulsi 的锦珠，佩戴着。婆罗门的圣线手上拿着念珠袋是不是就是一位 Vaishnava 奉献者了呢
A Vaishnava is in the heart
Vaishnava 真正的 Vaishnava 是在体现在心中
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining that a Vaishnava by behavior will avoid associating with peopleWho are not interested in Krishna consciousness?
所以呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就在这里明确的指出了 ，Vaishnava 奉献者从行为而言的话，他们是不会和那些对 Krishna bhakti， 对这个 Krishna 的这个奉爱，没有任何兴趣的普通人交往的。
Now two things here.
那这里呢，就是说明了两点。
One is if you are a mature devotee.What will be your behavior towards non-devotees?
第一点就是说，那作为一位奉献者的话，你应当怎么去对待一个非奉献者呢
？You'll be polite.
你会非常的礼貌。
You'll be respectful.
你尊重对方。
You'll be kind.
你非常的友善。
You'll be helpful.
也会非常乐于帮助他。
But you're not going to turn your back.Spit on the ground, like yuck.
你不会说转过身去，然后吐口唾沫，说真恶心吧
？No, you behave nicely.
那你行为上一定是无可挑剔的。
But you don't absorb their consciousness.
这是你的行为举止要非常的端正，但是呢，同时你不去吸收一个非奉献者的一种意识状态。
Now,If you're not a mature devotee,
这个刚才说的比较成熟的奉献者，如果是不是一个成熟的奉献者呢
？When you are with the non-devotees, you're going to feel repulsion.
那你跟非奉献者在一起的时候呢，你可能就会有一种反感了。
You're going to feel challenged.
或者是觉得是的有一种挑战。
You're going to be extreme.
或者是呢，就是。行为思想都比较极端
You're going to be fanatical
或者是呢比较的教条
And they're really going to feel that this attitude
然后对方是马上能够感觉到你这种心态的
So we have to be very careful about the statement of avoid associationwith people who are not interested in Krishna consciousness.
所以对于这一段话，就这一句话说，要避免和非没有 Krishna 知觉的人联谊交往。那面对这么一句话的时候，我们一定要非常的小心谨慎。
So this brings me to another book by Rupa Goswami, which is called the Upadeshamrita.
这个就让我联想起了 Rupa Goswami 的 Upadeshamrita 教诲的甘露
where he talks about association with non-devotees in two different ways.
那在这里面呢，他就讲到了以两种方式和非奉献者交往。
In one verse, text 2, he says, Jana Sangha Chaloliam Cha.
那就是其中有一个第二个诗节里面呢，他说了这样的一段话。
And he mentions, what is it that is going to spoil my spiritual progress?
他就是提到了到底是什么会破坏我的灵性上的进步呢？
And again he says, associating with worldly minded people who are not interested in Krishna consciousness.
那这里面就是整个诗节里面的第五条，就是说到了和那些对 Krishna 知觉不感兴趣的世俗的人交往联谊。
So, he says he uses the terms jana sangha. Jana means people.
那在这里说到就是 jana sangha. Jana 的意思就是人这个。普通人的意思
right, devotee association is Vaishnav Sangha.
就是 Sangha 是联谊的意思。那我们奉献者联谊就叫 Vaishnav Sangha.
And association with mundane people is Jana Sangha.
那和这个世俗的人的这种交往呢，就叫做 Jana Sangha.
And then in the next verse, Rupa Goswami says.
然后在下一个诗节里面呢 ，Rupa Goswami 又继续说了。
Then he talks about.The principles which are favorable to Krishna consciousness.
然后他接下来就是分析，就是利于 Krishna 知觉的六个方面。
And there he mentions Sangha Tyaga.
在这里说到了 Sangha Tyaga.
So we have Vaishnava Sangha.
所以我们就再联想一下，一个梵文词叫 Vaishnava Sangha, Vaishnava 联谊。
We have Jana Sangha.
Jana Sangha, Jana Sangha 就是和世俗的人的联谊交往。
And here we have Sangha Tyaga.
那这里又有一个词，也是 Sangha, 有这个 Sangha, 这个叫 Sangha Tyaga.
So Sangha means association.
Sangha 的意思就是联谊或者是交往。
And Tyag means renounce.
Tyag 的意思呢，就是弃绝、放弃舍离这样。
Tyagis in India, they are renounced people. Tyagis, they renounce everything.
Tyagi 就是那些弃绝者。
So, in Lord Chaitanya, the verse of Lord Chaitanya, he is talking here about.Asat Sangha means, you see here also Tyag. Asat Sangha Tyaga. Reject association with non-devotees.
那就是在齐达尼亚马哈帕布的这一段诗节当中呢，它有一个词也是三个小词连在一起的，就是 Asat Sangha Tyaga， 也是就我们刚才说的那个词，意思就是说拒绝和非奉献者联谊。
So we talk again about this last week.What does that mean in the context of our present situation?
那我们上周就是考虑一个问题，那跟我们的这个实际的情况的联系又是什么呢？
We have family members.
我们有家人，
Husband, wife.
我们有丈夫，有妻子。
Children.
孩子。
In-laws.
还有这个岳父岳母啊，或者是公公婆婆。
爷爷。
And grandpa. 还有爷爷奶奶、外公外婆。
奶奶、爷爷、叔叔。Everyone.
就是一大家子，这么多人。
You know, devotees, for them, every year, it's like, what am I going to do for Chinese New Year? What am I going to do?
奉献者啊，每到这个春节的时候呢，就开始忐忑不安了。这个春节又来了，年夜饭又来了，那怎么办呢？我该怎么办呢
？It's like 1 year of Krishna consciousness can go down the tube in one evening.
所以感觉好像是一个晚上，这个一年的这个 Krishna 知觉的休息啊，全部都进了下水道了。
There are no verses in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that says Please stay in the association of devotees, but be careful on Chinese New Year.
且参加 Charitamrita 里面没有这样的一个时节，说请那个注意和保持跟奉献者的联谊，但是得小心一点。这个中国的这个春节。
I remember as a Brahmachari visiting my family. I walk home. I enter the house, and they're watching TV. They're drinking. They're smoking, and they're eating meat. This is normal.
那就是我记得我当时是个 Brahmachari 啊，还是真守神，很年轻的时候，我那有的时候回家去看父母，他们在家里面就是看电视啊，喝酒、抽烟。那个吃肉，这都是很正常的生活，对他们来说。
So we have to understand that we're not on the highest platform.
就是说，我们要知道认清自己的状况，就是我们还没有达到一个最高的境界呢。
Because if we were on the highest platform, either we transform the people that we associate with, or we stay away from them.
就是如果我们已经达到了一个最高的一个层面的话，我们要不就是把对方转变过来啊，就是跟我们交往的那些人，把他转变成 Krishna 知觉。那么还有一种就是说去避开他们，远离他们。
And we have some examples in our own Krishna consciousness movement.
那在我们 Krishna 知觉的这个运动当中，的确也是有这样的一些。
The way Jayaprataka Swami dealt with his mother.
比如说这个 Jayaprataka Swami 他是怎么对待自己的父母的呢？
Keshava Bharati Maharaj got his mother initiated just before she passed away.
还有这个 Keshava Bharati Maharaj 他是在他的母亲去世之前让他念诵的。
Tamal Krishna Goswami's mother, she moved to the devotee community.
Tamal Krishna Goswami 的母亲呢，都搬到了奉献者的这个社团里面，跟他们居住在一起。
Who else? Indra Dumna Swami went to see his mother before she passed away, and she begged him, "Please let me hear your guru."
Let me hear your guru.
Yeah, because he left.Tapes with her Prabhupada lectures.
Okay. 这是这是还有 Indraduna Swami 呢，他就是去见他的这个母亲，他给他母亲留了好多好多的，就是 Srila Prabhupada 讲课的这个磁带。
So and it doesn't have to be just the gurus or the senior devotees. There are devotees who even on a neophyte platform.Will have an impact on their family members. They already do.
不一定就是说只有这个 guru 啊，或者说非常资深年长的奉献者才能做到这一点。其实我们有一些非常出席的一些奉献者，他们也给自己的家里人带来了非常大的影响的。
The point is, we have to stay dedicated and determined to never move one inch from our commitment.To Guru and Krishna.
但有一点是非常的重要的，就是说，因为我们对我们的 Guru 还有 Krishna 已经许下了这个承诺了，所以我们一定要坚定不移的去坚守这个誓言，一步都不要偏离。
We've seen Chinese devotees bring their parents to Mayapur.
我们也见到了一些中国的奉献者把他们的父母请到了 Mayapur.
And we have two wonderful examples with Shama Sundar.Whose parents are initiated devotees?
那比如说我们有这个 Shamasundar Prabhu, 他就是他们全家人都是奉献者，他把他的父母呢也转变成了奉献者，他的父母也都得到了启迪。
We have Radha Priya Mataji's example. She's got the entire dynasty initiated.
Radha Priya Mataji 家里也是这样的，他们家真是一个王国的人都那个成了奉献者。
We have Labanga Mataji who'smother is initiated, but the father follows.
然后我们还有 Labanga Mataji, 他的母亲是启迪的奉献者，而他的父亲呢也跟随着他们。
So this is very special, actually.
所以这个其实是非常的特别的。
But if we try to play with the material energy and think it's okay.I'm not going to get hurt.
但是我们要是抱着一种非常疏忽大意的这种态度，去这个玩弄这个 物质的这个能量，还觉得没什么啊。我即使是身在这个物质能量当中，我也会安然无恙的。就是太想当然，太掉以轻心了，这个也是不行的。
Lord Chaitanya says, "We take a huge risk to lose all the wonderful qualities that we have acquired by practicing Krishna consciousness."
那Chaitanya Mahaprabhu说呢，如果你是这样的一个态度的话，那就可能要冒着。你会失去所有的你在修习 Krishna 知觉，当中所得来的这些好品质。
We lose the sense of strictness.
啊，然后我们就失去了一种自律严格。
We lose the sense of spiritual intelligence and gravity.
然后我们呢，也就是说，也失去了一种灵性上的一种严格，一种持重。
We lose control of our senses and our mind.
然后呢，我们也失去了对自己的心意还有躯体的这个控制。
And we don't realize how little it takes for Maya to creep in and take over.
那也就失去了对感官的这种控制。这个时候呢，这个 Maya 这种虚幻的能量就会趁隙而入，然后把我们紧紧的抓住。
Now, again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is addressing Sanatan Goswami.
那我们再次强调了，这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 现在呢，他面对的是 Sanatan Goswami.
Because Sanatan Goswami is on his way to Vrindavan.
因为 Sanatan Goswami 呢，正在去往这个 Vrindavan 的路上。
And he is going to be so renounced.
他是这个一路上呢是会非常的气绝。
So austere.
而且非常的苦行。
For the sake of spreading Krishna consciousness.
就是为了去传播 Krishna 知觉。
So Lord Chaitanya want him to be the prime example of what it means to be 100% purely Krishna conscious.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就希望他能够以身作则的去代表一种100%的纯粹的 Krishna 知觉的奉献者的形象。
So Lord Chaitanya makes Sanatana Goswami the highest example.
所以呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他就是把这个 Sanatana Goswami 打造成一个最高的就是典范。
And in this way, he's telling us, look at what the highest standard is.
所以现在他其实就是对我们说，告诉我们。你们看，这就是最高的榜样。
Not that Lord Chaitanya is expecting us to go and live in Vrindavan and sleep under a tree.
就是他 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 告诉我们说，这是最高的一个标准。但他并不是说，现在我们都要学着他的样到这个 Vrindavan 去，就在这个大树下面打地铺。
But Lord Chaitanya is pointing out how dangerous this material world is.
其实 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，在向我们指出这个物质世界是多么的危险。
And anyone who is interested at all,
任何一个人只要有兴趣
to make spiritual progress all the way to the topmost platform.
只要任何一个人，他只要对于这种灵性的进步，就是对于这个沿着灵性的这个道路进步到一个最高的境界感兴趣的人呢
Then at some point in our spiritual journey, we will understand those very heavy instructions.
那么在我们的这个灵性的这个路途上面，总会有这么一个时刻，我们能够品味出 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所给予的这些严厉的教导背后的深意。
Varam huta vaha jala pancharantar vyavastitihi na shauri chinta vimukha jana samvasa vaisasham. It is better to accept the miseries of being encaged within bars and surrendered by burning flames than to associate with those bereft of Krishna consciousness. Such association is very great hardship.
Sorry, 等一下，我看一下啊。就是说那个与其和 那些是没有 Krishna 知觉的人联谊，还不如说，让自己被困在铁栅栏之中，被熊熊燃烧的火焰所包围，宁愿去接受那样的一种痛苦，因为这样的交往，是巨大的障碍，就是指的和那些没有 Krishna 知觉的人的联谊，是我们前进路途上的巨大的障碍。
Now, if you were to read this without knowing that it's coming, that it is spoken by Lord Chaitanya.
啊，如果说你读到了这么一句话，然后你是当时是不知道是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说的。
Let's say you pick up a book at the bookstore, you open it at that page, and you read this.
啊，那举例来说，你到了一个书店，然后不经意的从书架上面取了一本书，然后你一翻开就是这么一句话。
In your mind, you could imagine someone who is ugly.
然后呢，你在你的脑子里可能就是出现了一个非常丑陋的一个人的形象。
Who is grumpy?
然后这个人呢，总是这个嘟嘟囔囔，脾气暴躁。
Who is frustrated?
这个人呢，他非常的沮丧。
Right?
非常的压抑啊。
Someone who is angry.
然后这个人呢总是怒气冲冲的。
But instead, you have Lord Chaitanya sitting on the bank of the Ganges.
但是实际的情景是什么呢？是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就坐在这个恒河边上。
With his beautiful golden form.
他的这个肤色泛着美丽的金黄色。
And his lotus eyes.
然后呢，他的这个巨大的莲花眼。
And his broad chest.
然后呢，这个宽阔的胸膛。
And his long arms.
然后呢，修长的双臂。
And his beautiful lotus feet.
他这么美丽的莲花足。
And across from him is Sanatan Goswami.
然后坐在他对面的是 Sanatan Goswami.
Who is More, I think he is younger than Lord Chaitanya, maybe same age as Lord Chaitanya.
他呢跟这个就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 差不多大。
And both of them are very learned, very cultured.
他们两个都是学识渊博，颇有素养啊。
And Lord Chaitanya is telling him, "Baram hutta varajol, panjarantara vyavastitihi, naashori chintavi mukha, janasvamsa."
This is a Bengali.
So,
这一段是那个孟加拉文 ，Radhashyamprabhu 就模仿那个孟加拉的口音。
So Lord Chaitanya is addressing Sanatan Goswami in a very serious state, but with full of love.
那就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他的这个措辞是非常的严厉的，但是呢，内心中当他说这段话的时候是充满着爱的浸润。
There is a wonderful book written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
有一本就是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 写的一部非常棒的书。
Called Kalyana Kalpataru.
Kalyana. Kalyana Kalpataru.
Oh my God. Kalyana.
Kalyana.
Kalpataru.
Kalpataru. The meaning.
And in this book, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in form of poetry.
那就是这是一部这个诗集形式的一部书。
Is teaching the devotee what to expect on the path of devotional service.
它其实就是在告诉奉献者们，在这个 Krishna 知觉的道路上面，你会遇到些什么。
At the beginning stage, in the middle stage, and at the higher stage.
起步的这个阶段，然后在中途，然后到这个最高的境界的时候，你都会遇到些什么情况。
And he explains about when the devotee is actually free from sex desires.
他就说到了一点，其中就是说奉献者什么时候才能够摆脱性欲。
And you think, wow, this is the biggest obstacle.
然后你就在想，这个要克服这个色欲，克服性欲，那这个是一个最大的障碍了。
So once you're done with sexual desires, that's it. Finally, Krishna praying.
然后你就觉得一旦我克服了这个最大的障碍性欲了，马上这个 Krishna praying 对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱就接踵而至了。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, way on the horizon of pure bhakti.
然后呢，这个就 Bhakti Vinoda Thakur 呢，他就是说了这个，Krishna Prem， 纯粹对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱 ，Krishna 的 Prem 冉冉升起。
When the devotee is free from sex desires，
当奉献者已经摆脱了性欲之后
，Come on the horizon of Bhakti，
就到达了这个Bhakti 奉爱的这个层面，水平面上，那个。爱
Adoration.
I know, but in Chinese, it's unless you give me some context, it's not easy.
Means people worship you.
他就说，就是当人们把你当成偶像来崇拜的时候。
Distinction.
然后就觉得你是出类拔萃的。
You think you are different.
然后你这个时候呢，就会觉得自己高高在上。
And fame.
这个时候呢，这个威望名望。
Fame, adoration, distinction.
所以呢，就是讲到了，就是一个人的名望，然后崇拜。
He said, "This is the last trap of Maya."
就是，然后呢 ，Bhaktivinoda 就指出呢，这个就是 Maya 的最后的陷阱。
When you think that you control your mind, control your senses, that you are free from material desires.
然后呢，你如果是觉得自己终于已经把这个身体啊，把这个心意啊，还有感官都控制住了，而且也摆脱了物质世俗的欲望。
What happened？
那接下来会发生什么呢
？You become famous。
这个时候呢，你就成了一个闻名遐迩的人。
You're a very detached devotee. Everybody knows you're an advanced devotee. Everybody wants to hear from you。
然后大家都听说你是一个。非常这个精进的一个高级的奉献者，非常高流的奉献者，而且是极其的这个气绝。
And you fall into the trap.
但是这个时候你可能正好就掉到那个陷阱里面去了。
We have to be very, very careful.
所以这个时候要特别特别的小心。
Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitamba jagadishaka maye." Mama janmani janmani shvare bhavatat bhaktir ahitukitvai. I don't want any wealth.
我不需要任何的财富。
Nadhanam, I don't want any followers.
我也不稀罕任何的追随者。
Nasundarim, I don't want any beautiful women.
我也不稀罕就是美丽的女人、美女啊，或者是漂亮的女人。
I don't want to be worshipped by anyone.
我也不想让任何人来崇拜我。
Mama janmani janmani shvare bhavatat bhaktir ahitukitvai. I just want to serve you birth after birth, which means I don't even want liberation.
那后面一句就是说我就是希望是一世复一世的服务于您，意思就是说连解脱我都不祈求。
Therefore. Lord Chaitanya's remedy to avoid bad association is to take full shelter of Lord Krishna.
那所以呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他就是提出了怎么样去治愈这个和非奉献者联谊的这个毛病呢？就是怎么样来替代呢？就是说要完全的去皈依于 Krishna 的莲花族。
And this is not something we do overnight. It takes time.
但是呢，这个肯定不是一蹴而就的，这个是需要时间的。
This is what we know in Vaishnav education as mamata.
这个在 Vaishnav 的教育当中被称为 mamata.
Mamata means I am yours.
Mamata 的意思就是说我是你的。
Krishna, I am yours.
这句话就是说。Krishna, 我是你的。
Not that I am yours from Monday to Wednesday.
但是不是说我是从周一到周三我是属于你的，我是你的。
Or I am yours for the next 5 years.
或者是接下来五年当中我就交给你了，我是你的。
No, I am yours means mind, body, senses, my heart, everything. Everything is yours.
这句话的意思就是说我所有的一切，我的躯体。感官、心意、灵魂，所有的一切都是你的。我把这我的所有的一切都交给您。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, manasa deha geho yokichumor arpilyu pulapade nandakishore. Manasa, my mind, geha, my home.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur, 我的家,
Manasa Deha,
Manasa Deha,
my body,
还有我的躯体,
Manasa Deha Geha Yokichumor, it's yours.
Yokichumor, 意思就是说, 都是你的,
Arpilyu Pulapade Nanda Kishore, I'm giving you everything.
我把一切都交付给你.
So it's not like you go over to the devotee and say, here are my car keys, here is my credit card, here are the keys to my apartment, here is my cash, here is my will, I give you everything. No, that's not what it means.
不是说你到一个奉献者面前，然后你跟他说， 这是我的那个车钥匙，这是我的家里的这个房门钥匙， 这是我的信用卡，这是我的现金， 这些都交给你了。
It means, I have all these things, I have acquired all these things to make me materially happy. Now I want to use everything for Krishna's pleasure. That's what it means.
这个这是更有深意的，就是说我曾经呢在这个物质世界里打拼，我获得了这一切。现在呢，我把这一切都交给你，我把我所有的一切都交给你，因为这一切都是属于你的。
And then famously Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes the famous verse from the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharmam Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Braja Ahantvam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Sheshamima Suchaha.
Okay, you want to speak the English?
After giving up all kinds of religious and occupational duty, if you come to me, the Supreme Personality of God, and take shelter, I shall give you protection from all of life, sinful reaction, do not worry.
那在这里呢，就是说，这是在《博迦梵歌》的第十八章六十六世节的那个世节，就是放弃一切宗教，直接的皈依我，我会把你从所有的恶报反应中解救出来，不要害怕。
So I heard a very smart comment not long ago from one of our senior Chinese devotees.
就是我听到了一个在中国的比较年长的这个奉献者的一句评论。Where
he says, when Krishna says, give up all religions.
那他说呢，就是当Krishna说，放弃一切宗教的时候。
He says, this is the best way to present Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not a religious movement because Krishna says, give up all religions.
那所以呢，就 Krishna 他说了，放弃一切宗教，这正好就是说明了 Krishna 拒绝并不是一门宗教，因为 Krishna 说了放弃一切宗教。So
this is not about religion, this is about Krishna.
所以这个呢跟宗教无关，这个是讲的是 Krishna.
So the conclusion from Lord Chaitanya's teaching at this point in the conversation with Sanatana Goswami is first, you must always remain in the association of devotees.
所以呢，当这个Chaitanya Mahaprabhu和Sanatana Goswami的这个对话进展到这一刻的时候呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu就是告诉的Sanatana Goswami说，首先呢，你要一直保持跟奉献者的联谊。
Stay away from those who are too materially attached.
远离那些物质上过于依附的人。
And take full shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna.
就是要完全的皈依于主Krishna的莲花足。
Bhaktavatsala kritagya samarta vanyaya hena Krishna chadi pandit nahi vaje anya. Lord Krishna is very kind to his devotees. He is always very grateful and magnanimous. And he possesses all abilities. A learned man does not give up Krishna to worship anyone else.
那这段话呢，就是说呢，主 Krishna 对他的奉献者非常的仁慈友善，他总是充满着感恩之情，他宽宏大度，他无所不能。一个有学识的人不会放弃 Krishna 去崇拜任何其他人。
But you can say, well, this is all well and good, but I don't know who Krishna is.
那你可能会说啊，这个听起来都不错，但是我真的不知道 Krishna 是谁。
How do we know Krishna?
那我们怎么样才能去了解 Krishna 呢？
Chanting his holy name.
去唱诵或者念诵他的圣名。
Serving him.
去服务于他。
Serving his devotees.
去服务他的奉献者。
Hearing about him.
去聆听有关他的话题。
And gradually Krishna reveals himself within the heart.
那 Krishna 呢，慢慢的就会在你的心中向你展示他自己。
Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhiyogantam yenamamu prayantite. Those who are devoted to me, I give them the intelligence by which they can come to me.
就是那这句话呢，就是说对于那些皈依我的人，我便赐予他以理解力，使他们能来到我的跟前。
So afterEstablishing those principles of devotional service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now is going to explain what are the process of regulated devotional service.
那在确立了奉献服务的这些原则之后呢， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 接下来就要讲这个奉爱服务当中的规范守则都是些什么。
So, next class, we will start hearing from Lord Chaitanya about the process of sadhana bhakti.
那么下一课呢，我们就要从 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 那里去聆听什么叫 sadhana bhakti, 奉爱瑜伽中的规范修习。
Now, this is a recorded lecture.
今天我们这个课是提前录制的。
Because we have some commitment on the Wednesday morning.
因为星期三早上呢，还有一些别的事情要做。
But please keep your questions for next week.
请你们把问题留下来，然后呢发给我们，我们下周来回答。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 百昆塔之音，服务员一聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，我们今天的永恒的 Chaitanya 经的讲课就到这里结束了。我们感谢 Radha Charan Prabhu 今天的讲课，还有呢，Sumukhi Radha Mataji 的主持，我们下周同一时间还是星期三早上7点再见。Hare Krishna。